Witam słuchaczy Radia Wisła. Chciałam Państwu zaprezentować skrót wieczoru, który miał miejsce 11 listopada w Muzeum Boeinga i związany był z przekazaniem Dreamlinera do Polski. W czasie tego wieczoru otworzono również uroczyście wystawę polskich inżynierów lotnictwa i wystawę tę można było zacząć oglądać. Przemawiało wiele osób. Był Ryszard Schnepp, ambasador Polski w Stanach Zjednoczonych, Beata Stelmach, podsekretarz ministra spraw zagranicznych Polski, Marek Sowa, wojewoda Małopolski, Nikol Piasecki, wiceprezydent strategicznych integracji Boeinga oraz Marcin Piruk, który jest prezesem Polskich Linii Lotniczych LOT. Czas był także umilony występem muzycznym zespołu aktorskiego oraz muzycznego Teatru Witkacego Zakopanego. Prezentuję skrót najciekawszych wypowiedzi i fragmenty muzyczne. Dziękuję. Najpierw przemawiać będzie ambasador Polski oraz zastępca ministra spraw zagranicznych w Polsce, pani Elżbieta Stelmach. Przemawiać będzie ambasador Polski oraz zastępca ministra spraw zagranicznych w Polsce, pani Elżbieta Stelmach.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening to all of you. And frankly speaking, we are debuting in the role of the anchor couple. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very particular day, and I don't believe it's just a pure coincidence that we got it here to celebrate so many things at the same moment. As you know, today, 11th of November, the Day of Independence. And at the same time, we are here to initiate a series of events on Polish aircraft industry, our tradition and links with the United States. And on this day, to celebrate the independence, at the same time getting closer to Poland, because I'm sure the delivery of the new Dreamliner to Polish Airlines perhaps will not make us closer to the United States, but it will make us definitely more comfortable. It is yours.
Dear friends, today we live in a free, sovereign and democracy in Poland. This is exactly what our architect precisely planned and thought and dreamed 100 years ago. We also live in an economically and socially stable country that successfully carried out the transformation that started by the Solidarity Movement. Poland today has established its very strong relations with counterparts, being a member of the European Union and NATO. And the word Poland, this is how we are very proud, has become synonymous all over the world with success.
Yes, we are proud of what we've done, and we are proud of our history, because it's a good day, November 11, to reflect on our history. And the fate of Polish citizens, and on the other hand, is a day of pride, national pride. It's also a good opportunity to share our achievements and capabilities. Therefore, a celebration that draws inspiration from the past to the future.
And Poland today is the first European country to receive Boeing's next generation Dreamliner passenger jet. And today's occasion is the ideal opportunity to talk and to continue strengthening our bilateral cooperation between Poland and the United States. But after all, we are not only the recipients of the American airspace products, but we are also a supplier of technologically advanced services, products and innovation. Poland today is the 20th country, 20th economy worldwide, and the 6th economy in the European Union. Last year, Polish economy expanded 4.3%, where in most of the countries in the European Union, there was a decrease. For the two decades since we had started our transformation, the Polish GDP grew 7-fold, and our foreign trade turnover increased 15-fold during the last 20 years. Positive macroeconomic results are also highlighted by most of the important institutions. According to the forecasts, Poland will be the second most attractive country in Europe, only trailing Germany, for investment in coming years. So all these results demonstrate that Poland is the leader in Europe nowadays.
Teraz będzie mówił Douglas King, dyrektor Muzeum Lotu Boeinga.
Let me introduce Douglas King, President and Chief Executive Officer Museum of Flight.
Thank you very much. I've never had quite such an elaborate introduction. And wonderful, and I know it's just the beginning of an amazing program we're going to have this evening. The Museum of Flight exists to tell the story of the first 100 years of aviation and to inspire the young people who will write the story of the next 100 years. I couldn't think of a more fitting exhibit to both help people understand a part of history little known here in the United States. We know a bit about Frank Piasecki. He was one of the very first people who convinced us that aircraft really could go straight up. But the rest of the designers are new to most of us. And it's the story of those people that's important to get across to our visitors and to the young people in particular that we hope to inspire about the future. You know, we tend to focus on the exciting, interesting people who fly airplanes, but the people who design them are just as important and not as appreciated. So it's an honor for us to work with the Polish Aviation Museum to bring this exhibit to Seattle. We thank them, we thank the Boeing Company, we thank all of you for helping us celebrate tonight. This exhibit will be here in the coming months. We will learn a lot from it, and we hope to bring some of our exhibits eventually to Krakow. Thank you. I know you will enjoy it. The museum behind us is the Great Gallery. It's greater now because it has this wonderful exhibit in it. Enjoy the evening.